You get out here, and there's people out here, and things that want to do you harm. All right? Out there. There's when you get around people who you used to do drugs with, or they sell drugs, or they know somebody does drugs, and you're getting closer and closer, when you get out there, you're getting to a place where there can be harm to you. You've got to keep yourself back. You've got to know your limitations. Look, I'm very, very healthy for my age. For 65, I can do great things for my age. But if I pushed my limitations beyond it and didn't use wisdom in what I do, I'd be wiped out because I could, as soon as my leg, any part of me doesn't work, the rest of me can't exercise. Then my heart and my lungs can't get stronger, right? Just one little thing, a toe. It doesn't take much to take you out. So I know I got to avoid those things. I got to stay way back from those things. I got to exercise caution. You need to exercise caution when it comes to you getting in the outside world and who you're hanging with. That is what's going to take you out. If you never get close, okay, I'll give you an example. For me, in my life, I probably had 10 times people come approach me with drugs. But the point is, it's really unusual. Why? Because I don't hang in those circles. You follow? I don't get close to people where that's going to happen. So somebody, you guys got a strong, healthy body, a young, strong, healthy body, you can go do all those things I can't do. You can go out and take a new day and go work hard at something you haven't done, and you're going to be fine. I can't, right? I can be around somebody's offering me a drink or offering me some drugs, and I'm going, really? No. I can laugh. I can make a joke about it and have fun. No temptation, right? We're all different. You've got to know that those situations are poison to you. They are. You have to stay far away, because just like I shared, the physical things have taken me out for months, those things will take you out. And you've got to know, I have to stay away. I have to stay away, completely away. I'm not going to get close, not going to play with the temptation. All right? So I'll give you an example of one. My wife, she had her husband cheat on her, boyfriend cheat on her. And so she met me, she said, how do I know you're not going to cheat on me? And I said, because I won't get in a relationship with a woman. I won't be talking to women on the phone. I won't be talking to women in public, you know, in a chat. I won't be texting with women. I won't be talking to women, you know, alone. I won't put myself alone with a woman like that. And, well, how do I know? I said, you can't end up having sex with somebody you're not talking to. You don't just all of a sudden, oh, all of a sudden you're in bed with them. I mean, this doesn't happen. Unless you're drunk or something, you don't all of a sudden wake up and you're in bed with a woman. It just doesn't happen. You there's steps, right? So if I don't ever get talking with a lady on the phone, how am I going to ever get enticed into having sex with her? And I do once, and I will, even in public, I will sit down and counsel a lady for 2 or 3 hours once. And at the end of it, I say, you need to find a guy to talk to, because I'm not talking with you anymore, because this is the commitment I made with my wife that I don't continue that relationship. What happens is you counsel women, especially, and they see Jesus in you. That's what they're loving. You're sharing God's love with them, and they're looking at you, and if you're looking at me right now and you're going, yeah, this is good stuff, it's Jesus coming through. All right? That's what it is. You're going, it's Jesus talking through Rick that I like about Rick. Because if you hang with me enough and see my selfishness and my things and this and that, you're going to go, oh, man, this guy, man, everything's got to be this and this and that, and, you know, he can bug you, you know? It's Jesus you're seeing. And so she sees Jesus in you. She gets attracted to Jesus in you. She doesn't see the rest of your flaws, and she thinks you're all that because she sees Jesus. And then, you know, you end up getting bonded. And if you're married, you end up, boom, you're in an affair or whatever. And you go, well, how did that happen? Because she's treating you different. She treats me so much better than my wife treats me. Well, yeah, because she doesn't know about you. Give her time. You know, then she'll treat you the same way your wife's treating you.
She'll see your imperfections.
Yeah, and they're all over. So I stay completely away where I could ever, ever have that happen. I stay so far back that I don't step into the situation where I could ever get involved with a woman. I'm not talking to them. I'm not spending time with them. I can't have sex with them. I can't have an emotional relationship with them because I stay so far back. Because it's wrong. I have a sexual, emotional relationship with my wife. She's my wife. I don't need to do it anywhere else. So I stay completely away, so there's never a chance. Never a chance. And it's not because I never cheated on my ex-wife. Okay, never did they. So it's not like, oh, this is my weakness. It's just something smart to stay away from. And it's not that hard to do. If I'm going to talk to a lady, I talk to her in public. If there's a lady right now, and she's really a lady from my school, and she sends me all this stuff on messaging. And so I write back to her once in a while. I tell my wife, I showed her picture, and she's really, really ugly. And I just show my wife, I said, she's really needy. She remembers me from school. She's a Christian lady. And I just, every once in a while, I write back, hey, that's neat. You've seen your kids. That's neat, this, that. And I let my wife know I'm doing that, you know. I didn't even know where she lives or anything. But the point is, you've got to stay clear of those things. And so even when it comes to chatting with people who've been on drugs or using or texting or phone calls or, I could just get together. The number one difference between people that succeed, and I'm not talking about God's work here, okay? I'm talking about just in the technical realm. People succeed in recovery and people that don't is environment, okay? They've done studies. In Vietnam, people who came back, 90% of them recovered and never went back on drugs. Okay, they're all drugs over there, right? 90% never looked back. Okay, in the United States, only 10% never looked back. Okay, why? Because the environment. Because they're in the same place where they used to do things. They use drugs over there because of the pain and suffering of war and all the kind of stuff they're going through. Use it to medicate. They came back here and they go, oh, I got a life. Look at this. It's nice over here. Don't have all those people to deal with. This is pretty cool. Yeah, I like this life. And they're in a new spot. And the new spot doesn't make them think of what they thought about when they're hanging around with all these ugly dudes. Oh, man, these guys, I'm going to go drink. These guys are so ugly to look at. I got to find something better to do, you know. And over there, they don't have it. Change environment. You need to change your environment. You need to change your environment. Chris, the guy who's been crippled, you know, he said, I can't go see my family. I said, why? He said, because they drink. You know, and so he just can't go. I said, what a bummer. He said, I just accept it. That's just it. So look at that. He knows he has to change his environment, that he can't be around his family. He's got to go over here. So I said to him, so I'm just curious. If you brought a brother with you, and you went to your family gathering, would you be okay? Oh, yeah. There wouldn't be any trouble because I just have that accountability and I'd never be tempted to drink if my Christian brother's there with me. I said, well, there you go. You just find a brother, go to the family gathering. He said, thank you. Gave him a way to do it. But the point is, he had the wisdom to know that even going with family, he couldn't handle that. It would draw him back into behavior that's damaging to him. And you go, well, how do you solve that? Well, I just gave him a solution. Bring a friend with you. That's it. And that worked for him. So if you guys get anything out of the lesson today, know that you have to change your environment. Scripture says, you say, well, what does this have to do with the Bible? Well, pretty simple. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will also provide a way out so you can stand up under it. I just gave you guys a way out. Way out? Don't get together with those people. That's your way out of temptation. Scripture says that. It talks about women. It says, how close do you think you can get to a woman before you get burned by the fire? You know, sexually. You know, it said, you know, it talks about getting together with prostitutes, you know. It said, you think you can play with fire and not get burned by it? Right? Don't play with the fire. Don't play with the prostitute. You get burned. Right? So it talks about that. Don't do that situation. And so we need to avoid those circumstances that are going to get us to go sideways.